are individuals, these Zoom bombers, joining meetings where they're not supposed to be?
Well, the problem lies in substantial part with the encryption that's available on Zoom. Initially, we were led to believe that Zoom offered what's called end-to-end encryption, which is very secure. But as it turns out, they do not, even when using a password, that it's only what's termed transit encryption, which is significantly less secure, and which allows people to Zoom bomb and otherwise gain access to it. In the end-to-end encryption, there's no way to interfere with the signal between the speaker and the recipient. But with transit encryption, it is possible for someone in the middle to intervene, get involved. And that's what's been happening. And it's particularly serious because Zoom is being used now in education for obvious reasons worldwide. And the issues you mentioned of pornography and hate speech, this is something we do not want young children who are sitting there, or high school students or university students who are sitting there trying to get an education, to have their classes interrupted with this kind of message.
Would there be any sort of legal repercussions for those that are interrupting religious services, classrooms, and the like, with these rather extreme examples that we're talking about?
Well, the answer is yes and no. There may be, but trying to find them somewhere in the world is another issue. I should mention this has gone far enough that last week the Federal Bureau of Investigation in the United States issued an advisory for security for anyone using Zoom, which is a matter of some concern. I saw today that the New York City School District, which is, of course, very large, has instructed its teachers not to use Zoom until these security issues are repaired. And another issue has arisen that Zoom says it's investigating, although Zoom is headquartered in California, a very large portion of its operations are in China. And this has raised other concerns among government as to whether their communications are safe from foreign interception. So there's a number of issues. I think the problem is Zoom has its own success has somewhat overwhelmed it. And they've indicated they want to fix things and they're trying to, but the situation right now definitely requires some attention.
Well, the governmental interference is a whole kettle of fish I would love to get into at some point, but looking at it from the perspective of your average user who might now be using it for, not-so-sensitive meetings and classroom education and the like, as you mentioned there, the Zoom CEO, Eric Yuan, has said they made some missteps. What do you make of the password protection and waiting rooms as default settings becoming part of the solution? Will that in any way be enough?
It won't be enough. It's a step in the right direction. But what they ultimately have to do, which is employed in some other of these conference mechanisms, is they have to improve the encryption mechanism to the end-to-end encryption, which they have not done. The password helps, but it doesn't eliminate the problem. I know in my own teaching, I have found that there is an alternative, but the problem is the alternative requires everyone to be using equipment supplied by one company, which is simply not feasible because students and teachers have equipment from all different companies. So right now, I think we simply, I disclose to my students that there is a level of privacy risk and that we should be aware of it and what we disclose on it and use it with that eyes open understanding. And in the meantime, carefully monitor and continue putting pressure on the company to up their game.
There's also been privacy concerns regarding some other video sharing and live streaming apps such as House Party and TikTok. Perhaps just as a final point, is this an issue that needs to be addressed more broadly through regulation, or do we want to keep this at a case-by-case basis to avoid stifling innovation?
I think there is a need for regulation. The challenge is the regulation has got to be on a more international scale. Individual countries pursuing regulation with respect to companies that are located in other nations is of very limited utility. Quite honestly, this is a situation where states like the European Union and the United States need to be taking the lead, and they have not lived up to that expectation.
Well, Harry, we'll let you go there, but thank you very much. Really do appreciate you joining us on the program this morning.
Happy to help out.